This is program number LW2594. Well, it happened in Portland, Maine. Parents stared in disbelief as police showed them film clips of their school-aged children buying marijuana on a Portland street. Hi, this is Larry West. Police there recorded more than 100 transactions on videotape and in still photographs during a 4-day surveillance in that city. Police were able to identify 27 kids, and they, with their parents, were called to police headquarters to view the films and to talk about them. Is pot all that bad? I know there are lots of people around the country who are wanting to legalize it, but it seems that marijuana is simply the first step, at least among kids, in a steady digression toward hard drug abuse. I've got a letter for you, written to Ann Landers by a teenager, that proves my point. She writes, "Dear Ann, first it was pot, then pills, next the needle." And it seems that's the order it takes. In case you're interested, I'll read you the rest of the letter. She goes on. "What do you say when your mother asks where you've been until 3 o'clock in the morning? Do you tell her that you've been in the cemetery waiting for your supplier to show up? And when he doesn't, you have to hit the bottle to kill the pain and go to school 5 hours later, bombed out of your gourd? Have you ever gotten the cold sweats in history class and prayed to God no one notices? An hour before the softball game, have you ever gulped a couple of downers to help you get through it? It works pretty good. No one suspects a thing. Or so it seems. When you have no good veins left," she goes on, "you lift your tongue and jam the needle in, but you miss. So you pull it out and keep trying until you get a hold of one." Now, this was written to Ann Landers by a teenager. She asks in her letter, "Do you know how it feels to want to die, but not to have the guts to kill yourself? I'm 17, she confesses, and then she closes her letter. Of course, this teenager is a hard-drugged addict, but my point today for you to ponder is, how did she get started? Remember the first part of her letter? She said, first it was pot, then pills, next the needle. Those parents in Portland, Maine, according to the report, were also concerned. And the police there say that most of them who viewed the film clips of their children having bought pot on the street, most of the parents were very cooperative. Many of them changed their attitude, making a complete 180-degree turn. And they wanted to help the kids stop before they really got started. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. I'm concerned. You know why people want the stuff? You know why they think they need it? Art Linkletter, president of the National Cooperative Council on Drug Abuse Education and Information, says that people want it because it helps them to wipe out the dead-end feeling of life. Dr. Charles Schotlin of the Heritage Medical Group in Los Angeles says that it's the same thing with kids. He says they want some new experience, some meaning to life. He says they think they can live better through chemistry. Mom, Dad, I've got something I want you to think about today. Do you and your kids communicate? And when I say communicate, I mean, do you listen to them? Really listen, as much as you expect them to listen to you. Did you know that in our country today, about 2 million kids between 7 and 13 years of age are by themselves when they come home from school each day, responsible to no one until one of their parents comes home from work? You know, when a kid has a problem, he'll find someone to lean on. And who he picks is often exactly the one who gets him into trouble. Like I say, I care. And speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. The Bible says that we parents should train up our children in the way they should go. I'm convinced that pot is the first step in the wrong direction. And you know, Mom, Dad, it's hard to convince a kid that he ought to stay off drugs when he sees his parents with a cigarette in one hand and a drink in the other. It's hard to convince him. Think about it. I have interviewed Art Linkletter on the subject of drug abuse, and maybe you'd like to have a free printed copy of that interview. I think it will help. All you need to do is just simply write me and ask for the interview with Art Linkletter on drug abuse. It's yours for the asking. Write me for it in care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.